The Agricultural Research Center, located in the Negev Desert, has played host to a number of Chinese students studying at the Hebrew University of Jerusalem. Surrounded by green olive trees, the Agricultural Center uses tarps to protect the various agricultural products grown at the facility from excessive sunlight and rainfall. Various vegetables such as cucumbers and eggplants, as well as other vegetables, are also being grown inside the greenhouse at the center. Wu Xiaoyan, a student who's studying the Hebrew language at the Hebrew University of Jerusalem, says she's amazed by how many vegetables can be successfully grown in a desert.
然后我们去看了，还有尝了他们的那些蔬菜。
We took a look and sampled some of the vegetables they planted in the desert. I think it's incredible to see that the Israeli people have managed to turn the desert into an oasis, even though water is scarce. As long as you are curious, creative, and willing to explore, you can perform a miracle and even benefit the world.
One of the highlights is the use of biology rather than chemistry to control pests preying on the vegetables. This involves releasing the pest's natural enemies,often a different form of insect. Jiang Nan, also from the Hebrew University of Jerusalem, says the system is impressive in its simplicity.
I'm really impressed by the biological methods used to cope with the pests. Using biological methods rather than pesticides can ensure that the crops they plant are secure, organic, and healthy.
Special bees from South Africa, which are able to survive in desert conditions, have also been introduced as pollinators for the plants. Tour organizer Matanya Arad says they enjoy being able to take different groups through their facility, suggesting it can help shore up China-Israeli ties.
We really want the Chinese students will know about Israel. Also, China is the biggest country in the world.And we want to spread the truth about Israel throughout China so we can get the next generation of businessmen and politicians maybe or diplomats to know the facts, the real facts about Israel, about how people live in Sderot, about how Israel has contributed to the world in agriculture,in reuse of water. Those are things, those are facts that more people should know about.
Additional visits and seminars involving more Chinese students are being planned for the future. For CRI, I'm Xie Cheng.